Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Franmi. We're calling from RStyle Fiber in our recorded line. Am I speaking with Sul Seward?
Well, I don't know what you said, but the name is Paul Seward.
Oh, hi, good afternoon. My name is Franmi. I'm sorry because it might be a misspelled in the message with your name, but my name is Franmi, and we're calling from RStyle Fiber. We have received you were interested in how much it is per month for our service. All right. So for the 1 gig internet package, it is $79.99. But when you sign up for auto pay and paperless billing with your checking or savings account, they give you a $10 discount, which brings that down to $69.99 a month.
I heard it
We
was $49. Is that another deal?
don't have a $49 plan. We do have a lower plan than the 1 gig, that is a 500 megabits, but that with the discount is $59.99.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Now, what I need to know is what service do I get for that money?
So for $59.99 is 500 megabits of internet
Okay.
speed.
That's probably what I have now, right?
I'm not sure with
I'm on with Spectrum. I think I get something like that.
something. Okay. So
They
we
don't tell the
pro.
truth about it, but that's what they say they give me.
So with our package, Mr. Seward, we include all the equipment. It includes an ONT gateway, a router, and right now, if you need a Wi-Fi extender, the first one is included for free in your package, and the
Wi-Fi
installation.
extender. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Explain what that is.
So a Wi-Fi extender is a small device that the technician would plug into at least 2 rooms from the main router. It just goes plugged in, and it allows you to spread the internet speed to a further part of the house.
What is the normal range of your internet speed?
Then 20 feet. But I can double check on that for you.
That sounds like less than it should be. Anyway, okay.
Yes, so let me see how. One
So
moment.
generally what I need is streaming service. Mostly we watch movies and doodle around the internet. I don't really need anything else, other than that.
Okay, so with our internet, you'll be able to do your streamings. We don't provide cable, but you'll be able to do your streaming with depending on the applications that you are used to right now. You'll
Yeah,
put you'll be.
that's what I'm looking for.
Okay. Are you interested in signing up today? You wanna
Well, if I can, when could I
okay.
have the equipment?
Let me go back to the to look up your address too. The address in the master says 299 Old State Route 32, Route
Yes.
32. Okay, and this is in Saugerties. All
Where are
right.
you?
I'm sorry.
Where are you?
So the main office is located in Kinston. We are working remote. I am right now I'm in Poughkeepsie. That we need to we're
Ah, okay.
we need to be yes locally in the area.
Okay. Okay. When can I get the equipment and get started?
So, if you would like to sign up with me today, it looks like you have been in service since October 4th. So, once we're done the registration, it gives me a calendar, and I'll be able to schedule you 5 business days from today.
Okay.
That's
What'd you say? It looks like I've been in service since, what was that?
October 4th.
What kind of service?
No, I'm saying that your address is ready for service. Like, it's not that you have the service.
Yes.
It's just that we'll be able to do the installation because that area is ready.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I've seen the poles going up, and I think the nearest connection point is right down the corner, so I don't think you're going to have a problem with that.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right. So would you like to continue and register? You have any further questions before we continue?
Okay. Say this happens. Say I like you. You think you like me. We get started and find out the service isn't very good. What happens then?
So if you're having any issues with our service, make sure that you get in contact with us. We'll figure it from in-house. Since you have your equipment, we'll be able to see what the issue is. If there's something that we can fix from in-house, we'll send you a technician spot available in the calendar.
Well, what if I find the service isn't acceptable? What am I liable for at that point?
There's no contract, there's no early termination fees. You are able to, you know, if you're not satisfied with our service, you can cancel it at any time. For the first 30 days, they won't charge you anything after that. Then you would only be responsible for the service you have used.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, what do we have to do to get started?
So I'm just going to ask you a few questions, and then we're going to get you started. So I'll be adding the free Wi-Fi extender. Is that okay? Or is that something that you don't think you need?
It's free?
It is free.
Sounds acceptable to me.
Perfect. Okay. Wi-Fi extender. Let me make sure that I'm noting. Yeah, because there's some customers that say, no, I don't need it, or that they have their own. So, all right. And Mr. Seward, we also provide phone services for the landline. Is that something that you'll be interested in?
We don't have a landline. I don't use it.
Okay, perfect.
I work on I have AT&T.
Okay, perfect. And I wanted to ask you, do you want to go for the 1 gig for $69.99 or the 500 megabits for the $59.99?
I guess one gig, assuming that it's actually 1 gig. Can I do a speed test, and if it's not 1 gig, can I get my money back?
Definitely. I will guarantee you that you will get that.
Okay.
That 1,000 megabits with the 1 gig.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I also forgot to mention earlier, we also have a higher speed of two gigs. That is $89.99. If you decide to upgrade, you can also upgrade or downgrade at any time. There's no issue with that.
Well, there's two of us in the house, and my wife spends a lot of time online. I might want to get the higher speed, but that doesn't sound like a bad price.
The $89.99?
Yeah.
Okay, so should we go for the 2 gigs today?
I don't know. What else can I get out of you?
It's up to you. We can do either speed you want. If you in the future like to upgrade or downgrade, it's up to you. You can do that at any time. You let me know which one I should pick for you today.
Free upgrade?
Free upgrade.
All right. Let's go to the higher grade. Was it 89?
$89.99, yes. With the ACH. Yes, with the ACH auto pay and paperless.
And when can you get me up and flying?
I'm sorry?
What day can you get me running?
So once we're almost done with getting all your information, today is Friday. No, today's Thursday. So most likely by next Thursday or Wednesday, we'll be able to schedule you.
So not 5 days, more days, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That was a test.
I mean, it's 5 business days, So we, whatever the system gives me at the end, that's available next, that's what we'll give you. But it's not no more than 5 business days. It shouldn't be.
5 business days. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, all right. Mr. Seward, I just want to confirm that the address of service is going to be 299 Allstate Route 32 in Saugerties, New York. The zip code is 12477. And do you own or rent this property?
Own it.
Perfect. And do you know how your utilities are coming into the house right now? Are they coming through the poles or on the ground?
Comes underground from the pole. The pole is about 300 feet from the house. And they buried the cable, so.
Is on the, okay, underground cable?
Yeah. It comes into the basement.
About 300 feet from the
about,
street?
Yeah, probably a little less than that, but yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to request, if you're okay, for someone to survey your property, because we give you the first 150 feet from the street free. Anything after that is a charge. If it's on the ground, the installation is $1.50 per extra square feet.
What? But I already have that. The cable's there.
You said to connect you from the street to your house. You said the underground, that's about 300 feet.
Well, but the cable is already underground. You have to bury another cable.
Okay. All right. So they'll serve your house anyways before the installation, and they will let you know everything before they do any underground work. All right.
Okay.
Mister,
it's coming from the street underground. They tunneled to the house and came up in the house. And it runs from the pole to the house.
Okay. Okay, so we shouldn't have any issues then with that. That should be able to.
Well, I shouldn't, but I might, the way you're talking.
Yes. Just for what you know, the information we know, if the driveway like or the way from the street to the house is further than 150 feet, that's what they quarter for. But you know, you can always decline if you don't agree once they contact you to do the underground installation. All right. Mr. Sir, is your billing address different from your service address?
No.
Okay, perfect.
It's just that I'm over 200 feet from the road. I know I am.
Okay. It's free to survey the property if you're okay. I can just ask for somebody to come by and they can do exact measures.
Yeah, because it runs from the corner of the property through the woods, underground.
Okay.
And it was they buried it with a machine. You know how they do it. So they drag the cable underground from the road to the house, and it goes to the nearest corner of the house to the street, and it comes into the basement.
Okay. All right.
So there's no charge for the survey, right?
There's no charge for the survey.
All right. Well, I'll accept it pending that.
Okay. So survey.
Survey it. If it costs anything, I'm not going to do it. All right?
No. It's completely free. I can. When is a good time for you?
I don't care. Anytime.
Anytime. So I will let them know to give you a call before they decide to make it over there. So you know that we're coming to survey the property.
Are your trucks marked?
Yes, our staff driver.
All right.
Yes. Mr. The account is going to be under your name, Paul, P-A-U-L. Last name, S-E-W-A-R-D.
Right.
Perfect. And in the message, we had an email address. It was P-J-S-E-W-A-R-D ARD@gmail.com?
No, A-R-D, A-R-D.
A-R-D
S-E-W-A-R-D.
Four five, correct? 45@gmail?
45, right.
@gmail.com.
So do the whole thing so we get it right.
PJCWard45@gmail.com.
Beautiful.
Perfect, thank you. And the best contact number is the one that we called today, the 845-443-6776?
Yep.
Perfect. Okay, 443-6776.
And that one, my wife lives in the same house, but she has a different phone number.
Okay, I can get that as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What is that phone number?
Oh, let's see. I got to look at my phone.
It's okay.
I think I remember my wife's phone number, but I never dial it, you know.
I know. I just look for my husband's name on my contacts and dial it. I forget his number all the time.
Let's see. There's her. Mobile.